Acidic Film Productions podcast, Acidic Features.
Nice one, Murphy, right when I hit record. All right. Welcome to Acidic Features podcast, brought to you by Acidic Film Productions. I'm your host, as regular, Eli Fridley, with my co-host, Connor. And Connor, all right, but you know, we got Connor and Connor Murphy. All right, so let's get this started. For our first segment today, I believe we've kind of had this segment, but I don't think it was called this yet. It's Wheel of Tells. So first spin is going to be Murphy, and he will tell a story, any kind. I figured it'd be a good way to start off, so let's get it. All right,
Murphy. And that wheel.
It is a stoner story. So any kind of smoke story, maybe picking up, something like that.
I'm going to tell a great story. All right. So it's me, Connor, and Eli. We're all at Connor's OG trap house.
Okay, it wasn't even a trap house. It was actually a normal house.
But it was semi-trap house, like his mom.
The basement was the trap.
Yeah. Trap room. Anyways, proceed.
So, we were out of weed. We were picking up from a guy that we used to pick up from all the time, but he was like notorious for being late and for...
I know who you're talking about. I hate that man.
I already know the story.
So, we're all there. We're picking up 6 grams. We hit him up at 7 p.m. and it took till 2 a.m. So that was a solid 7 hours of waiting for this guy. And he finally shows up. Connor goes out to get it and he gave us 6 nugs.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie, the first time I got from him, he pulled up, right? And he took a while. And he was like, oh, I was getting me and the homies Wendy's, bro. And he pulled up with the whole, like, there's like maybe 7 people in the back and a chihuahua. Not even kidding, there's a chihuahua. He opens up, he's like, hey, bro, how much? I was like, a dub. And he just like, goes into his bag, pulls a handful out, throws it in my hand. He's like, how old is you? I'm like, 16. He's like, shit, that's when I started smoking. I'm like, shit, I've been smoking since 7th grade. And I just walked back into my house. My mom and her friend were right outside. And I was like, my friend's coming. I'm gonna saw some earbuds. They definitely knew I was lying. It was some shit, though. Yeah, I don't like that, man. All right. I believe, okay, was that your story, Murph?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I did interrupt you, but, you know, fuck you. Okay, Connor, I swear to God, if you're playing fucking video games.
Connor, look at me. Are you playing a video game?
No, definitely not.
Fuck you.
You all fucking right. Liar. Put the controller down.
All right.
I can't. Okay.
Put it down. You can put it down, jackass. Quit the game.
I was already pre-joined for this tournament. Now spin the goddamn wheel.
Okay, Connor. You have to tell a trip story, and I need your full attention. And I need your full attention.
Ooh, what if we talk about like North Oaks? That was nuts.
That's a story. Okay. Yes.
Shit, Eli, I'm gonna need some help with this.
Okay. I'll take this over. We'll put this to mine. Okay. I'll tell it. Okay. I'll tell it.
No, I have a bad memory. Nope. I still want to
get off the fucking game, or you're skipped.
Honestly, dude, get off the damn game. This is a podcast. This is official business. Okay. Get off the game.
I can't leave.
Yes, okay, you can. Then you're going to have to just lose.
Put the controller down.
Connor, I will come over to your house.
You guys have my full attention.
No, we don't. You want to know why? Because Rocket League has half of it.
No, it doesn't.
Uh-huh.
Okay, anyways, it starts off, right? So our friend, our homie Zoran, got suspended, okay? And he's having to go spend his couple days at his grandparents' house. And, we had to go and get his bag and stuff so his parents wouldn't find anything.
Okay, yeah, that's why I wanted to tell the story, okay? So Zoran, out of nowhere, after he gets suspended, he hits me up, and I never go to school, so I'm just chilling at home, and he goes, bro, I need you to go to my house and get my bag. And I was like, your bag? Why? And he's like, all of my weed's in it. Molly's the only one home. My parents are on the way there. And I full sprint, me and Murphy. Murphy was with me. We full sprint all the way there, and Murphy gets caught.
It was like late fall, so it was cold as fuck, hurting the lungs type shit.
Yeah, it was super fucking cold, and I make it all the way there, and I knock on the door, and I'm like, I'm like, yo, I left my headphones, because Zoran just told me to make something up. So I was like, shit, okay, I left my headphones. And I shove her out of the way, and I run inside, and I grab his bag, and I dip out the back door and run through the alley. And I run all the way back home, and when did Zoran show up?
Zoran didn't show up, because remember, he had to go to his grandparents' house, and then I got a lift to his house, and we met him.
We had to bring the whole bag to him. Yeah, he got us a lift, and they lived in like North Oaks, which is like 30 minutes away from where we were, in the middle of nowhere. And he had tabs. We were at his grandparents' house, and so like we
snuck. Their basement was the size of a normal house.
Yeah, we snuck in through the garage while they were all asleep, and it's like, I don't know, midnight something.
It was like 1 a.m.
Yeah, it was like, it was super late, and we dropped some tabs, and we're just hanging out, and the tabs
start kicking in every single time. Swear to God, the tabs hit in 15 minutes.
Every single, no, not for you, Eli. Every single time, you're like, oh, I can't feel them.
No, dude, because I remember laying on the fucking carpet, and I was looking up like, bro, I swear these bitches are already hitting, man.
You said your stomach was feeling really weird, and you said you felt sick.
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it. I usually do end up feeling sick when I'm tripping.
But we walked around the lake and everything for like an hour and just hung out. And about 4:30 in the morning, we had to get a lift back home. And we're sitting there like, because the lift didn't show up. The lift driver wasn't, no one was awake at the time. And so we're just waiting for our ride. And finally, like 15 minutes go by of us sitting there waiting, and some random guy, what's his name, like Paul or something?
It was Paul. But the weird thing is, because so we were looking for a ride, it's like 7 in the morning or some shit, dude, and I we're chilling, we're like, how the fuck are we gonna get home, like nobody is near us, and I put my phone down and we're thinking and we're like, oh, we're just gonna have to walk like 4 miles because that was the closest bus stop. And then my phone just dings, right, because he was still looking for a lift home, and it said Paul is gonna arrive, blah blah blah, and he pulls up in this Jeep Renegade. And I told Connor it was a Wrangler because he loves Jeep Wranglers, and I was an asshole and I lied, it was a Renegade. Still pretty nice. Old dude, we hopped and he's like, what the heck are you guys doing all the way out here? We're like, oh, just hanging out with a buddy, you know, how to meet up with him. He's like, oh, you guys college kids? I'm like, yeah, I'm a freshman. And I'm sitting there, I'm still fucking tripping strong, dude. I'm looking out the window and he goes, what do you study? And I say nothing. And Connor's like, dude, I'm like, what? He goes, what do you study? I'm like, oh, business. And he's like, oh, okay, what grade you say? And I'm like, oh, I'm a freshman in college, I go to the U of M, I go to Augsburg. And he's like, oh, okay. And then like we don't really talk, but like I did not know that man, but within 5 minutes I was like, Paul, I trust you with my life to get you home right now, because LSD is not cooperating correctly.
that was a fucking crazy night. We had the flashlight walking through the trail, and I was just going like this with it.
And dude, when we were just sitting, we were standing out in the dock, and I swear we were listening to like Floyd or something. And I was looking up at the sky and the clouds. It looked like if the tinfoil was folding over a tab. I'm like, boys, we are the tab. We're the blotter art. And then I ended up getting the idea for my sleeve. So it was pretty sick.
Yeah, that was super. That was a dope ass night. That trip lasted for like way too long. It felt like 3 weeks.
I swear, but it was only like one night. It was crazy. All right, okay, but not my story.
That was gnarly,
dude. It was. It was sick. That was before like you really started tripping too. Oh shit! Did I just get a trip story too? Oh shit! Okay.
You got a trip story too?
Yep. All right. Let's see. You know what, I'm gonna tell the story of the very first time I tripped, actually. Now a whole lot of people know this story. Okay, so my friend Austin, who like I met in like eighth grade, and I think he was like 2 grades younger than me, and I don't know, me and him just started hanging out. You guys know him, Austin Helmers. You guys don't really like him, and like I don't know, we don't really hang out with him anymore, but
I mean, I never had a problem with Austin because we were on baseball together.
Dude, remember when him and Brandon tried to state us, and it's like, bitch, please, like, who do you think you are? But okay,
me and Jimmins pulled up for that one.
Yeah, dude, wasted a whole hour of our time, and he was like, I texted him, I was like, dude, you weren't even there. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Those are my men, motherfucker. Those are the dudes I put out there. You wasted my time. I was like, he came over, and we picked up a bunch of weed. I picked up, then he got there, and he picked up more. And we had a blunt, and I'm like, oh, dude, we're going to want, like, something to roll tonight. Let's go over to my homie Cole's. We'll grab some papers. And we get there, you know, we're saying what's up. And Cole, he just opens the frame, and he goes like this, shows it to me. It's just these two, like, it's just this little bit of tinfoil. I'm like, what's that? And he's like, bro, really? I'm like, wait. It is it. He's like, it is. I did one last night. I'm like, no way, dude. You gotta give me one. Like we've been talking about this the whole like year of school. Like we've been trying to find it. And he's like, all right, fine. Let's go back to your crib. And I drop it. And then it was like around like maybe 20 minutes in. We're like, all right, let's go to the store. By the time we get back, I'll probably be feeling it. And in hindsight, you know, in retrospect, I was definitely kind of feeling it walking back. I just couldn't really realize it when everything starts to get kind of like 2D. You know what I mean? You're starting to see everything as it is. And but I get a grape aid, and he gets these chocolate chip coconut cookies, and he doesn't realize they're coconut. He doesn't like coconut. We get back and we're chilling, and I'm like, dude, I'm still not feeling anything, man. Like, this has got to be a bunk tab or something. We roll up a blunt. Oh, no, we already had a blunt rolled. And so we spark it up, and it was like at the 45-minute mark, so right around where it's about to hit. Smoked that whole blunt right there in like not even 5 minutes. And then the next thing I know, I'm just tripping hard as fuck, but like so hard I'm not like seeing patterns. I'm just like really, really high on it, but I'm not really seeing like patterns like you usually do or like bears or anything. And he's like, yeah, dude, like, what do you see? I'm like, nothing really, man. I'm just really fucking high, bro. And I like, apparently I was like talking about shit. And he's like, dude, you're not making any sense. I'm like, bro, it's not that fucking hard to understand. Okay, listen. And like, I'm pretty sure I was going in loops, but I ate a whole bunch of those cookies and I chugged a grape bait. And dude, I fucking threw up in a bucket. And it was the wildest thing. Like, seriously, it looked so fucking crazy, but we're chilling. And I don't remember which It movie. It was one of the new ones, maybe the first or second one, but there's a drawing of him kind of looking like a human. And I swear to God, dude, like, so you know, in my garage has those panels. I was sitting in the middle, and it looked like I could see him looking in from the side. And I kept seeing that, bro, and I kept like thinking Pennywise is watching me. It's not like I visually saw him. It was like just an imprint in my mind. And then like all of a sudden this black goo starts running down the wall. I'm like, what the fuck? And I look over at Cole. I'm like, bro, what the fuck is happening? He's like, what? I'm like, dude, it looks like black goop, bro. It looks like it's dripping in the wall. And I think it was just the wall melting, and it was like super dark and black, so it looked like there was black melting. It was just me fucking tripping balls. And I'm looking through the glass. He's like, bro, just chill out, you're cooling. I just stare outside and I look at the stars, and they go whoosh, and they like start flying. I'm like, oh, bro, I don't want to go there, man. I don't want to do it, bro. I'm tripping too hard. I just want it to be over. And so we smoke up a little bit more, and he just dips. And so I just stayed awake for like another 7 hours, just sitting in my room. Yeah, it was quite, hey, dude, if anything, I feel like most people would say that was a bad trip. Oh man, I wish I could trip that hard again. That was insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gnar.
Dude, and that was only like a 250 in my second trip, which we won't get it. That's a whole story. It was a double drop with Connor. He's like, nah, bro, you're good, dude. Don't worry about it. It's your second time. They're 150s. They were both 400s, and I took two of them the second time I tripped. Holy shit. Okay, anyways, next one. Okay, do we want to do another one for each?
I mean, yeah.
This one kind of took up a little bit.
So here, how about
the one we can?
Yeah, Murphy, we'll give you one. You got a party story.
Party story?
Yeah, you don't really go to parties,
this
though.
This is how Connor lost his hair. I'm going to tell two stories, actually, but the first one is how Connor lost his hair and why I had to cut it. So, me and him were at this party with these people that we were actually partying with all summer long. And this girl that he was with at the time, got really sad and suicidal. So we were all helping her. And the dog ran away. So Connor went out skating and found the dog. And after the girl calmed down, we went out for a
bunch. Why would you choose such a sad story? This is a happy podcast.
Listen. It gets funny. So this girl, she goes to light the bonfire, but she pours like 4 gallons of gasoline on it. So Connor had a microsecond of clarity. He went, if she does that, she's going to get lit on fire. Let me do it. He didn't realize that he himself would get set on fire.
So, if I didn't,
he's stupid.
Recorded.
He proceeded to light it on fire, and it whooped. The flames were like 6 feet high for a minute, and he was completely in them. And when he went out, his hair on fire.
Go to sleep.
For like 5 seconds, I'd say.
Did he look like Nicolas Cage on heroin when he was in Ghost Rider?
Pretty much. And he was shaking out burnt hair for like days. And then he took a shower and came over to my house and I cut his hair. And
I feel like I can give him a better haircut.
Maybe. All right. And here's another story, a really funny one. Well, I don't know. It's not really that funny.
But if you always say it's really funny, and I swear it's like the most bland 2 second story.
I know. But shit is funny to me mentally. I don't know. So this is when we were hanging out with Zoran, and Connor was not allowed to go anywhere. He was pretty much on house arrest. And so I was hanging out with Zoran a lot, and I took the Green Line to St. Paul and went to Izzy's cousin's house to a party. And it was an all-Mexican party. I was like, such a fucking, like, who is this guy?
Yeah, you were probably the only white dude there. I was invited to a couple of those parties by Zoran and Izzy, but I never went. I was like, I think I'm going to skip drinking.
It was fun, but
Izzy and his cousins.
So what happened was everybody was getting drunk as fuck. They passed me a bottle first, and I took like a 4 or 5 second pull. And then they gave me a cart, and I took a blinker. And then they handed me another bottle of the same stuff. It was 151 rum. And I spilled it all over myself. The very white hoodie that I wear all the fucking time.
You mean my Young Sinatra one that I gave you?
Yeah, dude. It's so covered in so many different stories.
Dude, that's literally the best hoodie I've ever owned.
And yeah. It
once again
I was told
I don't I don't understand what you thought was funny about that.
No, I don't know. But I was told afterwards, like months after, that the place got shot up afterwards and one of Izzy's cousins died there.
Why do you always tell these depressing ass stories? I swear to God, bro, this is not if they you anyways. All right,
it's just my life, dude.
Nah, bro, fuck you, it's not your life. All right,
fuck you. Oh, fuck a fight.
All right, let's move on to segment 2. All right, boys. Oh great, actually this is my favorite one, the movie spit. So this can be any kind of cinematography, and I also I would personally like to
strain of the day.
What? No, it's not strain of the day,
it's the middle time.
No, it's not. What? No, it's not middle yet. It's literally segment 2. What are you talking about?
I thought this was the 3-1.
No. Dude.
A 4?
Shut the fuck up. Okay. The movie spit. Any kind of cinematography, right? We're also going to talk about a movie that's soon to come out the fuck list. And like I was saying, I would personally like to apologize for saying Michael Scorsese. It was like 1 in the fucking morning. Okay. I don't know, my brain doesn't work half the time, and I feel like viewers can realize this. But anyways, Martin Scorsese, is phenomenal, amazing, favorite. Mwah. Chef's kiss. Anyways, let's get on with it. Okay, so I would actually just like, well, let's just get the bucket list out of the way. So it's going to be directed by myself and our head director, Jake. I honestly don't know how to say his name. I think it's Beacon.
Beacon.
Beacon? Okay. I mean, I can spell it right. But we are going from Minneapolis to Las Vegas, and it is going to be kind of like an improv-based sketch, skit kind of comedy movie. And really, I mean, it's going to be around my birthday, and so we're going to go out, have a great time. We're going to record it, and it's kind of going to be like how Bad Grandpa was recorded. And, like, I don't know if you guys have seen, like, the 0.5 or the uncut version or something like that. I think it's on Netflix, and they kind of show how it was shot like a normal Jackass movie. And, you know, they had to get the release forms and all this and that. And I kind of want to do it like that, and I feel like it'd be super fun, and I feel like it's a good way to just start off. And, you know, you kind of go out and you test the own material you can make yourself and just from off the top of your brain. And then I'd love to talk about the ending because no one's going to expect it. But, oh, man, it's so spot on. It's going to be amazing. And honestly, I think a lot of people are going to enjoy it. But, dude, this is not a movie for the faint of heart. Like, I mean, the first scene is kind of dark. But it's funny. It's very funny. It's going to be a very funny movie. And I think it's going to be amazing. But, and then we also have the American Wasteland. This is relatively top secret, okay? This is some, like, special information right here about it. It is going to be a web series about us three and our director.
That's it.
That's all you gotta know. Yeah. Is that it's just gonna be like this crazy ass teen series. I will let you know it's gonna be relatively Trailer Park Boys and Workaholics, kinda.
Yeah. That's maybe who we're inspired by comedy.
Maybe a little bit of Freaks and Geeks in there just because I wish there was a season two. Oh, so pissed. But anyways, okay. So what movies have you guys recently like seen?
So I haven't seen this one. But it's actually coming out this Friday to Netflix.
Sick.
And it's called Bad Trip. And it's been made by Eric Andre and Jeff Tremaine.
Jeff Tremaine. Yeah, dude, he made Jackass. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Fucking great comics. Eric Andre, one of my top 10 favorite
Jeff
comedians.
Jeff is perfect. Amazing.
And it's
he's the American
very similar
Andre dream.
To what we want to do with our movie. It's live real pranks, but like it's to real people that are like in like, the city and stuff,
like candid camera, like that super
yeah old. Dude,
yeah, okay, that's dope. That's dude, apparently
and
they brought
been
back
working
Punk
on it
with
for
Chance
years.
The Rapper or something, apparently that's a thing,
huh?
Punked with Chance the Rapper. Remember Punked with it's Ashton Kutcher originally did it, and I gotta say, dude, he acted so much like Kelso. He was a man child in that entire show.
Dude, okay. That's how he is in real life.
Dude, I know it's weird, but
dude, not he's dumb. He's not dumb.
No, he's not dumb. But the thing is, dude, when he auditioned for Kelso, he didn't audition as dumb. He auditioned as naive and like just not a very knowledgeable kid, not actually mentally stupid. He was just, you know.
But they just made him fucking retarded.
Well, yeah, but I mean, because he was a fried ass fucking teenager. Originally, he was really good, and then Hyde made him not give a fuck about math because he gave him some of that smoke. Okay.
Some of the mom's stash.
Honestly, dude, they had that film. But yeah, okay, Connor, what about you? Why can't I see you? You're some
it's
black
so
blob. Okay,
turn on the light, dingwad.
What's a movie you've recently seen, or you know, like something you've been watching?
Dude, I don't know. I watched the same shit over and over again. I finished Shooter. That was pretty good.
That was a TV.
I've been watching Total Drama, and NCIS.
You have to be specific. Total Drama Island, because there's that new gross shit where it's them in preschool on TV, bro.
What?
I know. It's
weird.
So.
I'm talking about
Total Drama Island, the OG.
Dude, I haven't like. I don't know, man. I wish that 70s Show was still on Netflix because I have a rotation. Okay, it's usually like Workaholics, Trailer Park Boys, and that 70s Show. That 70s Show is kind of long. Trailer Park Boys is relatively long. It's got a good amount of seasons, been a whole lot of episodes in the seasons. But then they've also got the Out of the Parks, and they've got the movies. So I was able to rotate perfectly, and they took that 70s Show off, and I wanted to fucking, like, I wanted to strangle them. Not actually. Well, I mean, the law says I have to say no. I'm just joking.
I'm really big.
That's amazing. I don't really give a shit, but I recently started watching The Flash again. Like, it's not like spot on perfect. It's remember. No, dude, it's not bad though. I always liked The Flash.
I've seen it.
Dude, the it's TV not that bad. It's
not that good.
Dude, it's not that bad. It's kind of cool though because I'm pretty sure Barry Allen's dad in the recent Flash was the Flash like way back in the day. Like, I don't remember when it came out. I've seen a couple episodes. Huh?
That's where you are in the show?
Huh? No. What? No, dude. Okay. No, I have finished the show up until season 5. I know that there's like multiple like of his dads and everything and like the whole Zoom thing and he gets killed. I already know all of this, okay? But
okay.
You know a show I really like to
shut
watch?
Shut the fuck up. The person who played as Barry Allen's dad in the most recent Flash show was the original Flash in the original Flash show.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Anyways, fucking continue, Murphy.
I really like to watch Criminal Minds.
I've been thinking about starting that.
So you should. And also, this is, like, weird, but on an unrelated note, it's the best show to put on when you're with, like, your girlfriend or whatever, because, like, you can watch it, and then if you get distracted and come back to it, it's the same shit as before.
What are you talking about? Why would you? I would never put Criminal Minds on if I had a chick over unless you wanted to watch it, dude. What? Absolutely not. I'm not like, hey, baby, you want to, like, chill out, watch some Criminal Minds? Like, what the fuck? No. No. Dude,
I guess you're not cool.
No, apparently not. Dude, honestly, like, dude, I wish I could just forget and keep watching Shutter Island, because that movie, that's a fucking good-ass movie, dude. Mark Ruffalo.
I bought it.
You bought
it? Just watch it on repeat.
Dude, it's not worth it because then it fucks it all up because you already know it. That's what I did with Harry Potter too when I was like really young. I watched. All
right. So what you got to do?
Is like give myself
yourself in the head really hard.
Honestly, dude, I should just go take a cast iron pan and knock myself the fuck out.
Slam your forehead on the table right now.
Dude, I got you. Just no, I'm joking.
Do it.
You wish.
For the stream.
For the stream. We aren't even streaming, you pussy.
Podcast.
Okay, anyways, that was the movie spit. We're going to move on.
I'm sorry. I'm annoying right now.
No, okay, strain of the day. All right, Connor, take it over. You don't even have it up. Oh, you're a little asshole. Anyways, I'll take it. All right, strain of the day today is it's Jungle Cake. All right, so for Jungle Cake, the THC levels are 21%. It's a hybrid. The dominant terp is, I believe it's called myrcene, not 100%. Vocabulary.
Oh, so a cool thing about myrcene is that that is the one thing that is activated more like by stuff like oranges and mangoes.
Oh, and like with acid and shit.
That so you know it's an ascent terpenes are right. Found in all foods.
Yeah.
Like it's the flavor profiles. And myrcene is found in those things. So when you eat those while smoking the strain, it activates the endocannabinoid receptors a wee bit more.
A wee bit more.
And it's the same thing with acid.
Yeah, yeah. Like if you eat like fresh mangoes and shit.
Oh, dude. So when we were at the mall.
Wait, hold up. This is not story time. You're going to have to wait. You can talk about this, but we have to finish this first. Thank you. Dominant trip, myrcene. Jungle Cake crosses White Fire 43 and Wedding Cake. Yes, that is correct. And White Fire 43 is a, I believe, a phenotype of Whitefire. With, I think, Whitefire OG, and it's grown by, I think, TLC Collective in LA. I think that's what I read about the other day. Yeah. It's actually, dude, it's supposed to be pretty good. Like, Whitefire 43 or Wi-Fi 43, it's supposed to have, like, a 20%. And the dominant terp in that is, like, limonene or something like that, I believe.
I burnt the roof of my mouth with pizza.
I bet you did. Okay. Yeah, all right, but that was story of the day. If you have something, hit it, boys. I already smoked my shit. But,
I mean, okay. Smoke it if you have it.
Oh, wait, hang on. I don't think I – there's a certain segment in here that I wanted us to have in here. Nope. Okay, we do. It's next. It's the next one. I like this one. Okay. Anyways, let's get this moving along. So segment three, we have stoner talk. So right now we're going to first start it off with favorite strain at the moment. You know, like, what have you really been digging at the moment? You know what I'm saying? Like, what have you been smoking on?
Do you mean segment four?
What?
You said segment three. Segment three was the strain of the day.
No, that's not an actual segment.
More of an intermission.
When you started strain of the day, you said segment three. So technically, this would be segment four.
Okay, I don't think I did. I said, all right, strain of the day. I definitely didn't call it segment three.
I shit you not.
I shit you. Okay, well, guess what? You can go shit your own pants. You
motherfuckers.
You can shit your own pants on your own time, okay? Stoner talk, segment three. Favorite strain at the moment? Murphy?
Going first, me?
Yeah.
All right. My number one favorite strain has got to be...
No. Not in all time at the moment. What have you been liking the most that you've most recently been smoking?
So what I've had access to is not top shelf, but not low shelf. It's more like upper mids.
Upper mids, that's still sad.
Well, you're not smoking anything better.
I definitely am. I'm definitely not smoking any kind of.
No, you are not.
Oh, yes, I am. I shit
my weed and you're gonna fucking shit.
My shit is straight legal, bro. Straight to dispo. I don't know what you're talking about. Shit is.
Mine's medical.
Okay, I don't give a fuck. Okay. All right, I don't give a fuck. I'm medical, okay? Your mama has to take me every day because she needs the extra vitamin D, bro. If you hear me bragging about it, all right?
I'm just mad because you're short.
Nah, honestly, I'm okay with being short. That's all right. I can walk down the yellow brick road.
My favorite strain that I've been smoking recently is Purple Punch because it's the most – it has the biggest terp profile. Mm-hmm. It looks the best. It smokes the best. And it makes a good amount of keef. Which is good for when you have nothing else. I like mixing my keef with res, to be honest.
I like to make hash balls with my keef.
Yeah, I do that too. Like one time I put some hash in a bowl and I tried smoking it and it was clogged. So all it really did was heat up the keef and melt it down. And it turned into a little ball of hash because I poked it with my finger and the whole thing came out. And it was a soft brown color.
Mm-hmm.
And I molded it into a ball and broke off a little piece.
Nice.
I got so baked.
Yeah, dude, like, I had to keep it. I'd, like, take a pinch of it. And I'd, like, really, like, push down, like, really rub it in. You get these, like, little black, like, they're almost, or, like, these, yeah, like, little black balls almost black. Like, you keep doing that.
It's mixing with your dead skin,
too. Oh, dude, I bet it is. I don't give a fuck. That shit.
But if you're the only one smoking it, who cares?
Dude, I really don't care. But you just keep doing that, dude. You get, like, four or five of those. Dude, it's, like, it's enough to, like, fill up a oney. And, like, dude, it's just straight hash. It's straight finger hash right there. And it's just spot on. Like, I swear you could sell that in some, like, Lebanese shit, bro.
Nah, dude. So what you gotta do is what a lot of my people, like, a lot of my friend group has been doing is... They save all their keef, like they pour it into a jar and save it. And sometimes they'll like give it by the spoonful people or smoke it by the spoonful in their bowls. Like they take out a spoonful tap it on a tray and turn that into like hash or just smoke it as a bowl.
Whoa, dude, you got really loud for no reason. Holy shit.
I didn't even raise my voice.
Wow, you're loud. Damn, back up. Back up.
I didn't even raise my voice.
I didn't say you raise your voice. I just said you're loud all of a sudden. It's because you're a shit-ass mic.
Motherfucker, you can't diss me like that. Maybe I was being quiet before, dickhead.
Excuse me? You said you didn't raise your voice. You can't handle the truth.
Who are you talking to, little man?
Fucking Murphy, that's who.
Fuck you.
Beautiful. Okay, anyways, moving on. Piece you've been using the most, or like a new one you got. Okay, for one, Connor, fuck you, I already know. Well, actually, you should talk about your honeypot.
My honeypot?
Yeah.
Ooh. Fuck you for saying fuck you, okay? My favorite strain right now, I don't know, it's probably the Tahoe cookies, bro, Murphy. That should slap it. Also, I don't know, my mom's been getting this shit from Colorado. And it's not bad. It's pretty decent pricing for the zips. I mean, the shit, it doesn't look the best, but it smokes so nice. I don't know what it's called either. But the honey pot. Oh, shit, I could fucking pull that up for the people on...
Why aren't you wearing a shirt?
On YouTube. Because he's a fucking male prostitute.
You got a problem? This is my honey pot.
He's a male prostitute.
It is female, so I had to get an adapter for it. Okay, right now it's all glued together because of the wax on the inside, the reclaim. But yeah, this bitch is nice as fuck. When I first got it, I immediately packed it with weed.
You need to tighten the screw that holds the pot, because last time I tried to use it, that thing got all wobbly.
Yeah, when it starts heating up, it loosens, so I gotta tighten it every time. But
so just tighten it real tight, super tight one time.
Yeah, I'm going to eventually.
I hit your mama one time and it was super tight.
Wow. And then it wasn't after.
On podcast.
Okay. Me. Okay, you guys see this right here? This is beautiful. This was in my dad's pocket when he died. And the best part is the cops gave it back. At the time, back in the day, this was paraphernalia. Okay. But now it's all good. It's all cool. But I've been using it again. I've recently just been smoking bowls. I don't really know why. Usually I fucking always poke 20s. But yeah, definitely switching back to 20s because you poke like 4, maybe 5 of them. You're pretty good buzz going. Then if you do fucking rip a bowl after 4 or 5 20s, ooh, dude, you're fucking fried for a while. But yeah,
Eli has a tiny tolerance.
Dude.
Just like his size.
No, I definitely don't have a tiny tolerance because I can keep going and going. I can outsmoke you any day, Murphy.
No. Tolerance doesn't mean how far you can go. Tolerance is how easy it is to make you high.
It depends on how I'm smoking. I'm not even joking. I have to smoke like 3-4 joints to get stoned. I poke 5 mornings and 4. True. I need to smoke. No, dude, I can't smoke joints anymore, dude. They're so whack, man. Like, they have to be
that, and that's why it happens.
Nah, dude. Definitely not. Mm-hmm. Joints usually give me headaches from the papers.
Mind over matter. You're just a pussy.
Okay, your mind is literally made of matter, so fuck you. And your brain is the only organ that's named itself. And did you know, if you invested back in 1800 in H.G. Wells, you'd be dead right now?
Dude, you know that babies are biodegradable?
Dude, how many babies does it take to paint a wall? It depends on how hard you fucking throw them.
Oh my god, this is all on podcast.
Well, call a gay drive by.
No, dude, too far.
Roll up.
Oh man, you're terrible, dude. That
no, I can good. Say it because I'm bi.
Okay.
Let me pull the Paul Walker joke out.
No, that's just disrespectful. Okay, you can't talk about Paul Walker like that, man. I told you were bad for that one earlier. That's not even funny, bro.
It was pretty fucking funny.
Dude, it wasn't funny at all, dude. Paul Walker, you can't talk about him like that. You're disgusting. You disgust me.
Murphy, do you want to hear the joke?
No.
Yeah?
Shut the...
Okay, Murphy, take the...
Dude.
You
know what I mean? Alrighty. So,
anyways, moving on.
My piece right now is my bong. My bong isn't the greatest currently, but... Right now, I'm saving up to make an investment to a really nice piece. Woo! is this baby nice? It's got an 8-arm shower perk, an ice catcher, a beaker bottom, comes with a bowl, grinder holder, and it's all in this foam case.
Does it have like a Reds claim spot, like your like the super old one? Like
I'm gonna buy. Drop spot? No, I'm gonna buy an ash collector soon.
Sick, that's dope. That's dope.
So the bong won't get dirty, and I'm gonna empty it every time I use it. I'm gonna be fucking anal about this one, bro.
Interesting.
You broke your bong in my sink.
Yeah, that's where I broke it. And the only place I'm bringing my bong from now on is Connor's only.
Nice. All right.
Even though that's where all bongs get broken.
Let's move on.
Near Connor.
You're still in stoner talk, though, but we're just going to tell some stoner stories. Who wants to go first? No one? Me? Okay. All right, cool.
I have to think.
Nah, dude. Okay, interesting.
It takes a lot for me to think right now.
How about this? No, I can't tell that story. I have a good amount of, like, okay. Oh, dude, no. Okay, one time me and Connor, we picked up, like, I think it was when we were getting, like, our $75 halves or whatever. Grabbed them, we're smoking, and
this wasn't very good weed at all.
I think, you and Zoran. Well, no, this stuff wasn't bad. This stuff was not bad because me and him were fucking ripped, dude.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good.
It wasn't great, no. But no, this stuff was probably some of the best stuff that we got for that price.
We smoked through a half, like, every 2 days.
Shut up. And me and Connor, like, this is not bad. This stuff was not bad, okay? So, me and him are ripped, right? Murphy and Zoran. I think Murphy and Zoran got there. I know Murphy did. And we're like, oh, yeah, no, dude, we got, like, I don't know, probably about 8 Gs back downstairs, like, off the half that we can smoke. Dude, we come back downstairs. There was, like, fucking 2-3 grams, bro. Me and him smoked, like, fucking, like, oh, no, it was actually out of a full zip, and we smoked 18 grams. Me and him smoked 18 grams accidentally.
I brought more up weed, wrong. So they were pretty much out of weed when I got there.
We weighed up wrong, that's right, because we weighed it up in, like, 2s, and we just kept smoking. We smoked 18 grams. And that's why we're absolutely ripped.
We looked at all our bags and we were like, there's 9 there.
Yeah, dude, because we used to like melt bags and we like keep them for like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
No, we literally put them in the pill thing.
Pretty much, yeah.
No, we did.
No, pretty much, not always. Because remember when we'd take.
We lost it after the first
week. We'd take like the Ziploc bags and we'd cut them and then we'd melt them into squares.
No, I'm saying we would take those and we'd put them in the pill things.
Like the pill bottles?
I remember putting it in the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday thing once.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I didn't do that.
His mom bought it for us and then we lost it.
Nice. Interesting. Interesting, very interesting. You guys are kind of fucking whack, you know what I gotta say? Yes, I'm trying to provide a very eventful podcast here, okay?
I have a story.
Damn host.
I'm really high right now, but I have to think of this story. So, this one time.
Back away from your goddamn mic.
This one time, I was with Connor, Eli, Kevin Moore, and Zoran.
Why the fuck are we talking about a story with Kevin Moore? I don't remember ever being with you and Kevin Moore in the same room.
No, you were there a lot when both Kevins were there.
Dude, I don't like Jimenez.
You don't like Jimenez?
No. There's a whole story for that one, bro. But he's lucky I haven't kicked the shit out of him, bro. Okay, no, we're not going to talk. That's a whole story.
You and me and Connor will talk about that off camera.
Off camera. Oh, fuck you. Continue.
So we were all smoking mad blunts, and then I show up. I have no weed, but I have $20. So Connor goes, go get a dub from mom. Go upstairs. Well, no, I don't go upstairs. I give Connor the $20. He goes upstairs. He gets it. And she gives us like 4 grams.
Nice.
And then Jimenez does the same thing when he shows up.
Buys off her. $10.
And got the same amount.
Nice.
Oh, and then yeah. Moore shows up with $5.
I remember that. And we just kept getting like a whole bunch. We're like, holy shit.
Moore showed up with $5. And we got the same amount as before.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I just remembered something. Okay, do you guys remember there was that chick? I think her name was like Ash or something, bro. And she pulled up and she wanted like that, those 3 G's, and Bryson gave it to us. And she came in and she was like, hey, you guys want a match? We brought my 1E. And I fucking got her snap and everything right there. And I went out with her right then and there. Yeah.
By she, one out, do you mean one night stand?
We don't need to talk about the details, man. All we got to say is, yeah, we went out.
Wait. Who?
Remember the chick? She had like the piercings and stuff and like the blue hair, and she came over to get some from us.
Blue hair.
Dude,
hair,
her name hair. Was, dude, I swear her name was Ash.
Yes, there was just some random people picking up from us, and you got
the... yeah, dude, oh, that was dope. And we should literally just write in your living room. Yeah, that was funny. That was dope.
Anyways. Connor, do you have a story?
Do I have a story? That would be a good story to tell.
You know, I just realized the Led Zeppelin, I think, is backwards.
Okay, wait. Are we doing, like, stoner stories? Or does it have to be weed?
No, I mean, you can just tell a story.
But all right, so let's talk about the one time me and Zoran went to one of Ishmael's parties.
Okay.
All right, so I remember it was, like, around 10. Ishmael hit us up and he was like, yo, I'm throwing a function at my cousin's house. And we were like, okay, bet. We'll show up. And me and Zoran take different buses because Zoran had to do something. So I beat Zoran there. We're chilling there for about 20 minutes. No one's showing up yet because the party hasn't started. We're just chilling. There's like maybe 4 of his friends, his cousin Marcos, his cousin Kevin, and Marcos's girlfriend. And we're just all hanging out and chilling. We're like, yo, let's go to the store and get some drinks. So we go to the store and everybody grabs Sprite. And I'm like, why are they grabbing Sprite? Right. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And I get myself a Sprite too. I don't remember. I either got a Sprite, Sierra Mist, or 7-Up, something along those lines. And we get in the car. And as we're getting in the car, Marcos pulls out a pocket light. Pulls out a bag out of his pocket and it's a bunch of Zans, and we're like, shit, okay. So yeah. We all drop some in our drinks and we're like, all right,
dude, I threw like whatever. A whole bar in there.
Yeah, we're just like, yeah, we each put like a full bar in our drink, and we get back to his cousin's house because it's only like 5 maybe 10 minutes away. Mm-hmm. And we get back and I pretty much chug the whole thing. And then a bottle of vodka gets pulled out. And I'm like, ooh, I want some of that. So I remember getting up off the couch, and Zoran's here by now. Just to mention that. Yeah, Zoran's here. And I remember seeing the bottle of vodka and there's red cups. So I go and grab one and I pour myself a drink and I sit back down on the on the couch and I pour myself a drink and I take a swig, pretty much drink like the whole cup, and black. Everything's black. My vision's black. I can't see.
Yep.
Black.
Yep.
And I apparently me blacked out off the bars, like drunk as fuck. Thought it was a great idea to snort more of them. So I have about like 4 or 5 lines just back and forth. They have videos and stuff. I apparently did a bunch of crazy shit. I don't even remember any of the night at all. And I will probably never do Zans again.
Dude, honestly, gotta say the craziest thing. Okay, so you guys know what like shotgun barrel snorting is, right? Like when you do the doubles, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the thing. This is how stupid I am. We've got a bunch of Zans, right? I take 2 bars, crush it up, put it in 2 lines. Take 2 more, crush it up, put it in 2 more lines, right? I go back to back, double shot. Gonna go 2 bars down the hatch, same time. 2 bars down the hatch, same time. Instantly, I am out. And apparently I just kept walking around and I fell right into the wall and just knocked myself out. I was just laying on the floor for like 6 hours. I do not remember anything. I just went, doom, doom, out.
Wow.
I gotta say, it was probably worth it. I got a good nap out of it. Yeah. Xanax.
Why pay to sleep?
By the way, Acidic Film Productions does not condone any drug use.
We do not condone the use of drugs, but we condone the storytelling so people can learn the reasons why not to do them.
We do it so you don't have to. Yeah. Anyways.
So I have a story.
Okay.
Me and Connor were at a 4th of July party. And somebody brought E. And I was cooking a steak.
Hold up. Did you say somebody brought E?
Ecstasy.
Yeah.
Well, who the fuck calls it E, bro?
A lot of people, actually. I find it just as retarded as you do.
It's like Zaw, bro. It's bleh.
I just didn't want to say the whole thing right now.
Just say Quaaludes.
That's not what it is.
Quaaludes is ecstasy.
No, it's not.
Quaaludes is pharmaceutical ecstasy.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Dude, I want to kill you.
Lick my nut.
Murphy, I've
done my research.
I'm a pass. Dude, you always say you do your research. You try to tell me this about peyote as well. And LSA, bro. I wanted to slap you. LSA is whack, too, I gotta say.
I proved you wrong about the ergo thing.
No, no, not that. The LSA. You're trying to tell me that I was talking about LSD, but you're telling me I was talking about LSA, but it wasn't. LSA is whack, I gotta say. Shit is stupid.
It makes you throw up for hours.
Dude, it's terrible. Isn't it called like Aladdin?
N-bomb.
No, that's something else.
No,
N-bomb is something else completely.
Yeah, that's also N-bomb completely something else.
It's the same, like, does the same thing.
No, it does not.
Yes,
N-B-O-M-E.
It does.
N-B-O-M-E is a non-medicinal research chemical that was created in Chinese labs to replicate acid to reproduce the missing acid sheets that were confiscated by DEA agents going from 1980s till the early 2000s.
Okay.
Yes, it does the same thing as LSA.
Listen, okay, but LSA...
Oh, that's what you mean.
Okay, listen. I'm sorry. Listen. Okay, so you know how LSD is like ergot? LSA actually comes from, I think it's ergine. It's known as like a D-lysergic. D-lysergic acid.
An alkaloid.
Yeah, it is. It's an ergoline alkaloid. It occurs in like various species of, I think, a vine and fungi. I believe
and
so.
Also, oh yeah, vines. Like Morning Glories and Sweet Baby.
Yeah, Morning Glories, whack.
They're beautiful flowers. What story was I telling?
I don't remember. I just remember.
You're telling a story?
Oh, yeah. So we were at the 4th of July party. Oh. There was X. Yep. I was cooking up food for everybody. Connor cut me up a line. I take it. I feel like I'm floating as I'm cooking. And everybody's like, bro, this is the best food I've ever had. Everything was cooked perfectly.
Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, I remember hearing about that you're just cooking up on a grill or some shit. I remember, yeah.
Like, almost the whole entire night. And, like, we were just chilling on the balcony, homies cooking up. Calista was the one at the ecstasy, by the way.
I didn't want to list any names like that.
It was Calista and Morgan. Well, I mean, we talk about people all the time.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, I remember hearing about that you're just whipping up on the grill or some shit, dude. Dude, that's what I'm saying, bro. For my fucking birthday, dude, that's what you gotta do. I just at the cap.
You want me to cook?
Okay. Dude, I wanna cook too. In fact, me and you should see who can cook the best burger.
I'll win.
Nah, dude, I don't think so. Just watch. Dude,
you see how serious I am right now?
Oh, you see how serious I am right now? I don't wanna fucking hear it, okay?
I will win.
No.
If we are having a cook off, I will put forward my full effort.
We're going to have a cook on. Okay. Zombie on.
Oh, yeah, I have a cook on right now.
I don't want to hear about that. Anyways. Okay. Our next one is just random life bullshit. So it's pretty much going to be a bunch of fucking banter. But I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. We've okay.
Been going for a long time already.
Yeah, we have. But anyways, hang on. I just want to talk about something. Okay. John Bonham, my guy. Okay, hang on. Let me just, I want to be able to, Bono? Murphy, did you just say no to John Bonham? Let me pull up his
Bono?
What?
Bono.
John Bonham.
Bonham?
Bonham, bro. Yes.
I thought you meant like the singer. My bad.
No, John Bonham.
Like B-O-N-O.
No, dude, he was the drummer for fucking Zeppelin, bro. John Henry Bonham was an English musician.
I love him. Writer,
best known as the drummer for the English rock band Led Zeppelin, esteemed for his speed, power, fast bass. Wow. Bass drumming, distinctive sound, and feel for the groove. He is regarded as one of the greatest and most influential rock drummers in history. I gotta say that's 100%
Did
correct.
You know that the bass is my favorite instrument?
Cool. Amazing. Do you listen to Nikki Sixx?
Who?
Okay. Anyways, John Bonham, bro. Okay, so one of the like reasons I really like Zeppelin is because of Bonham and his drumming, and because certain songs you can tell that they're going perfectly with Bonham, and then other ones they are completely off rhythm, like they're not off rhythm, but they're like going against the beat. But sometimes he throws in these triples, right? So he's going normal, and he just goes do 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 do, and like he throws in like, you know, these certain rudiments, and it spices it up. And I was thinking, if he threw in a triple double with like three then two hi hats, dude, it'd be fucking amazing. And I wish I could. I would love to just be able to travel back in time and see Led Zeppelin live in like 72, dude. That'd be great. That'd be amazing.
So I really like old school hip hop myself. And like one of my favorite bands is kind of like a jazz rap kind of thing. It's a tribe called Quest.
Duke Ellington and the NWA people.
Shut the fuck up. It's a tribe called Quest. And they were formed in Queens, New York. And they are one of my favorite
Tribe bands. Called Quest.
Dude, I love them. Like, seriously. Like, it's really sad that one of their members died. But, like, they came out with that new song. Well, not new, but it's like, I just heard it. So, it's new to me.
Nice.
But
Dude, Van Halen died a while ago. That's still pretty crazy, honestly.
I just love the rhythm. And, like, you can hear
the rhythm to the beat. I can't sing.
Yeah, you can't.
Neither can you. Honestly, Murphy, I don't know if you know a word to a single song that you sing to on your story, bro.
I don't.
I know. It's terrible. And you don't. It's. Oh, man. It's bad. I know. It's terrible. Scooby Dooby Doo. dude, aren't they making a new Scooby Doo movie? No.
Shut up.
Maybe. No, I think there's some new stupid cartoon.
I don't care about Scooby Doo.
Yeah, the new cartoon actually has so much lore and stuff about it and everything. Like,
I don't care about Scooby Doo.
Excuse me? You don't care about Scooby Doo? Did you know
it was my least favorite show as a kid? Every time it turned on, I would turn on anything else.
Nah, bro, you gotta watch like the original one with like the bats coming out, like the old building and everything.
No,
is like
on I would watch gates. Anything but Scooby-Doo.
Screw you and your hate for Scooby-Doo. Okay,
it's amazing.
Scooby-Dooby, go fuck yourself.
I am a young adult, and I swear to God, I would watch Curious George if I'm stoned enough at 8:30 in the morning.
Oh, dude, yeah. Curious George is my fucking
movie. Movie is my shit.
No, dude, even just the TV show. I love how it switches from the city and the farm, bro. I was watching that shit when I was so young, bro. Curious George still slaps. I don't give a fuck. Obviously, I don't like I haven't seen it in probably years, but if it just came on and I was like chilling with my like a niece, a nephew, a cousin or something, he's like, I'd be like, we're watching this right now, okay?
Earlier, Connor rapped a verse at me. And I thought he wanted to, like, rap battle or something. So I just started going. And he rapped a verse of a song because that was the first thing that came to his head. And then he said that I was copying a song that I didn't
he
even
said I was copying a song.
Because he said exact lyrics from a song. But I said a lyric on accident because I didn't even know it
was. I don't want to hear it.
Hypocritical.
Hypocritical.
You think you're big shit.
Okay, Murphy, don't even try. I don't want to hear it. Shut your goddamn mouth.
I'm not going to rap.
Anyways, I would like to say, if anyone has made it this far, for one, thank you. Two, If you have any suggestions or anything of that. Love. No. Well, yes. We actually, dude, honestly, I love all the support we get. Like, it was crazy that, like, the first few episodes. Okay, I don't understand. I was expecting way more people to watch it on, like, Spotify and shit. It was mainly YouTube. I feel like people didn't. They're like, I gotta see this, bro. It's not actually Tommy Chong. And then it was. But we got, like, over 100 views in less than 24 hours. That was pretty nuts.
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy. But no, so you can email us and you can like let us know if there's certain things you know you want us to talk about, a segment, even content like for skits or something, or even if you'd be interested in like, hey, I have a really good idea, I think we could blah blah blah, dude, like we can definitely check it out and try and make a production of it. Because I mean, it's not that hard. We have a camera. That's honestly all you need. I can make a fucking whole TV show with a camera and a computer. Like,
reach out to us.
Seriously, reach out, because we're trying to be an actual film production company. So we are interested in, you know, other people's original content. We are currently working more on our own original content because we're trying to get films out there and show what we can do. But we are always, always welcome to ideas, 100%. So,
and
yeah.
On that note, I got to switch my laundry.
Yeah, honestly, we got to go. So peace out. Thank you very much. This is Acidic Features Podcast, episode 4. Peace out.
It's gonna be gay to edit.
I didn't stop recording yet. You're gonna get killed. Ah, peace out.
Murphy's a